You can learn plenty in a classroom, but at some point there are limits to the level of experience you can get from lectures, books, and discussions. Practical experience goes a long way. And some Southern Oregon University students will soon go a long way in miles and in comfort level to get practical experience with what it is like to be homeless. SOU's Civic Engagement Program plans a trip to Portland next month for what is called a homelessness immersion experience. We have three guests to talk about that. Jill Smedstad is the Southern Oregon University Environmental and Community Engagement Coordinator. Jill, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
And we have two student coordinators from the program with us. Kelsey Scott, welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you.
And Paige Pinyard is here as well. Welcome, Paige.
Hi, thanks.
Jill, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about the Civic Engagement Program and what it's meant to do.
Sure. Yeah, the Civic Engagement Program started, I think, in 2007 at SOU, and it's remained fairly small since then. We have three student coordinators that work with me to both provide service opportunities for students to connect with the community, both Rogue Valley as well as regional communities. And we also do educational and outreach programs to try to make that connection between the classroom and real life and kind of instigate conversation and discussion and learning around issues of social and sustainability issues in the community. So we this is a trip we're doing for a weekend in February. We also do trips for service trips to both San Francisco. We're doing a spring break trip for students to alternative spring break trip for students to go learn about food and farming in San Francisco in an urban environment. We also are going to do an international trip in the summer. And then we do a lot of service projects around the region, too.
So let me talk to the two student coordinators. Do you guys bring a lot of these ideas into Jill and say, this is what we'd like to do?
Yeah, definitely. It's very student-directed. We have so many ideas that we bring to our meetings, and then we decide from there what is going to fit within our budget and what is going to get the students involved. And also just from partnerships we've developed in the past through programs, we like to stick with some of those. And yeah, it's very student directed.
When you talk about having a budget, how big a budget is that? I mean, I imagine there are some severe constraints on what you can do.
Definitely. Our budget is limited, and we are funded mostly through student fees. Maybe, Jill, you can talk a little bit more about the budget.
Yeah. We go through, all the student programs and student life. We are student fee funded for trips like this, and also our spring break and alternative break trips. We do have fundraising the students go through, as well as they also chip in money to participate in these programs in order to make it feasible.
The homelessness immersion experience, I understand, has been done before. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, they did it last year. For the previous 3 or 4 years, there's been a civic engagement club on campus, which is completely student directed. And the person who started the club 4 years ago graduated last year. So this year we decided to take that on as the program as opposed to the club. And they went last year, and really we heard good things about it and decided to continue the tradition.
And so, Paige Pinyard, tell me about some of the things that will go on. I mean, first of all, there is a partner, I understand, in Portland that you're working with here. And then give us some of the other details.
We're working with Join. Kelsey can actually tell you more about that because she's been working more with them.
Okay, Kelsey, you're up.
Sure. So I'm actually the leader for this trip, so I have most of the information. And it is, the organization is called Join. It's in Portland. And they started with immersion trips. It was an experimental education program that they started off with. And what it is the immersion process is we first begin orientation. We'll arrive in Portland, and we'll have discussion and talk about homelessness and the social issues surrounding it. And then we'll continue on into volunteering with local agencies that work with these social issues surrounding homelessness. And then we'll continue on and actually visit homeless camps. We will share and prepare meals with individuals who are currently experiencing homelessness or who have experienced homelessness in the past. We'll have a lot of time for reflection and discussion, again, looking at the social and political issues surrounding homelessness. And then in general, the entire weekend we'll be sleeping on the floor. We're going to be living very simply, walking several miles a day, relying on public transportation. Each afternoon, students will have $1 to purchase a meal for lunch. And really, the purpose is to learn about homelessness through people who actually experience it and really, really address the stereotypes and fears surrounding homelessness that people tend to have.
I noticed the wording in the flyer that went out about participants will confront their fears and stereotypes surrounding
right.
homelessness.
Exactly.
You're really gonna, this is really taking you out of your comfort zone, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's something that's going to be addressed specifically in the orientation is definitely this isn't a comfortable situation. We're going to be right there in the homeless camps, and that's not something that people usually spend a lot of time in those areas, and they're going to be actually acknowledging people and having conversations with them versus pretending that it doesn't exist.
Is there any outreach that goes on right now on homelessness in the Rogue Valley around campus?
Yeah, there's definitely programs. I'm not sure exactly what's available on campus. I know that there are organizations here in the Rogue Valley that address homelessness. The reason we're going to Portland for this immersion experience is because they actually provide this program. It's not a program that's available here in the Rogue Valley. But it's definitely part of the responsibilities of students who are going to be participating on this trip to come back to the Rogue Valley and take what they've learned through this experience and applying it to our local community to continue the reach out here locally.
So there is a chance to make a similar effort on the local scene.
Definitely.
We were talking about the Homelessness Immersion Experience Program offered at Southern Oregon University. It'll be a weekend in Portland in the middle of February. Jill Smedstad is the Southern Oregon University Community Engagement Coordinator. Kelsey Scott, you've been hearing from, is the trip leader. Paige Pinyard, another student, is with us as well. You can join us on the exchange as we talk about this and the benefits of the program to any number of parties. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So, Paige, let me hear from you about what appeals to you about this. You signed up for it. It is a voluntary program, right? You're not forced to go by some class or something?
Yes, I'm actually really interested in it. I grew up in the Portland area, and I saw the homelessness, and it's always something that's always really interested me. To just break down those stereotypes and bring it back to the Rogue Valley and kind of make a difference here, really take those experiences and mesh with other students to come up with ideas and ways to get out into our local community and make a difference here. So,
and are there some fears and stereotypes of your own you think you carry into this?
I know my mother, when I told her, was a little nervous about it, but I'm really excited. I've always grew up doing volunteer work, serving food and stuff. It's always just, I'm really interested in the whole thing. I don't think I have really any stereotypes. I'm interested about the dollar meal lunch thing. That's going to be definitely a challenge. And I know we're not going to have our phones during the weekend, which for me isn't a big deal, but I know for a lot of students it's going to be a little difficult. So, yeah, it'll be really cool.
I was going to ask then how you prepare for a weekend like this. I mean, this is not like you pack for this trip because you're really going to be down to the real bare necessities. And even without the phones, that's impressive.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I'm excited.
We have a call for you guys. Why don't you grab some headphones and we'll listen to Grumpy John in Grants Pass talking about the Homelessness Immersion Experience Program. Hi, Grumpy John.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks. You know, I can tell you the essential problem of homelessness in one word.
What's that?
Sanitation. If you could provide homeless people with a place to go to the bathroom, with a place to wash themselves, and a place to wash their clothes, you would do more good than any number of trips paid for to San Francisco or any place else. That's the essence of the problem.
All right. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. Appreciate that. So how much investigation went into what now, obviously, you're working with JOIN. This is a Portland organization. And what is their regular realm of work, Kelsey Scott?
Yeah, so actually that is something that JOIN works with. They have what is called the house or the community house, and it's specifically for those reasons. It provides an opportunity for people experiencing homelessness to come and use the restroom and to take a shower. And it's based on a barter system so that they can exchange their time for these basic needs. And that is something that maybe we should look into in the Rogue Valley. Maybe that's something we can, as students who have gone on this trip, who will have gone on this trip and experienced the positive effects of something like the house, maybe we could continue advocating something like that here in the Rogue Valley.
Jill Smedstad, how many students? How many people get to go?
We can take one van full, so 11 students.
Okay, so not a huge, and they actually have to pay to do this, right?
Yeah, they're contributing, I think, $35 each towards the cost of the trip, and then the join provides the meals and the lodging and that kind of stuff through a program fee.
What kinds of discussions have any of you had, either Jill or Kelsey, with Joanne about safety? I mean, obviously, you know, we heard from Paige about her mom having some concerns about this. I imagine a few other parents might have expressed similar concerns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is something I've talked about with the coordinator of the trip, and it comes down to they've been doing this, working with high school students even, for over 10 years now on these trips, and they figured out how to do it safely, and there haven't been major instances of dangerous circumstances. We're always in groups. There's always a staff member from Join with us facilitating the experience, and it's also connections with homeless people who they have relationships with. It's not necessarily just going in to some place that they have no idea who's there.
All right. So these are people who are known to the folks at Join.
Right.
All right. I was curious about particularly how they can structure this in such a way so that the people who are really homeless or really living out on the streets don't feel like zoo animals, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm. And that is something I asked him about as well, because that was one of my concerns. He says it's uncommon for that to be a reaction, but it does come up sometimes. And mostly it's depending how you approach it. And through this organization, we're approaching these people as people. It's not that they're zoo animals or something that we're here to just witness. It's because we are there having conversations with them about what is going on, how can we help, it's what do you need? And just really addressing the situation human to human versus any other way.
Jill Smedstad, how many people altogether are involved in the community engagement, civic engagement program?
Excuse me. There's myself and then the three student coordinators coordinating the program. We have a couple of students that volunteers off and on with us for helping to coordinate the programs. And then we actually just work mostly through collaborating with other campus programs. So like the Women's Resource Center, Multicultural Resource Center.
So there's not like a block of 50
people. Right. Yeah. We don't
there.
Have – when there was the club, we worked closely with them in previous years. So we'd love students to come out and, you know, join us and reinstitute a club, other opportunities. But yeah, we more facilitate opportunities for other groups, established groups, to do this kind of stuff.
Kelsey had talked about looking for things out in the world to do. And you mentioned something like this has been done before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the benefits to not just to the homeless community, but also to the students and learning more about it. Is it tied back to coursework in any way? Is there a direct pathway back to any courses in sociology, anthropology, who knows what?
You know, there's not a specific class that's like offering credit to go on this trip or anything like that. We definitely try to connect and reach out to the different faculty and the departments to let them know and help them advertise and or help them ask them to help us recruit students for the experience. And, you know, both of Kelsey and Paige are both anthropology majors, you know, connecting with the faculty through those avenues. And, you know, we're always trying to increase those connections to make it real, true, you know, truly tied into what their experience in the university. But right now we don't have like a real specific tie to any one class.
And for either of you who are going on the trip then, and you are both going, yes?
Correct. What
thoughts presented when the idea first arose? And I know, Kelsey, you were involved in it at the beginning, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Paige, what about for you when it was first proposed? Was it something you jumped at? Was it something you said, let's
yeah,
think about this?
Yeah, it's something that I was really excited about. When you were talking about how to approach the people that we were talking about, engagement, just have a real actual engagement with these people, and that's what our organization is, it's civic engagement and really like talking to those that are less fortunate to have that are homeless right now. And yeah, I'm excited to really really have engagement with those people.
We have an email response to Grumpy John's discussion about sanitation, and Jay says there is this station on 99 in Eugene run by St. Vinny's, he believes, which involves showers, laundry, food boxes, and he thinks clothing as well. So each community seems to have something, but it seems like one of the ongoing issues for any community is not knowing, when you end up in a situation, what all the resources are that are available to you.
And I also know that our nursing students, I don't know exactly the whole group, but they are also putting together hygiene products and stuff for homeless. And I don't know exactly when they're going out, but I know they are also starting a program for that. So they're our OHS youth and nursing students.
OHSU, right, which are housed on the SOU campus.
Yes.
Jill Smedstad, when students have come back from previous civic engagement efforts, do they seem like somewhat different people?
Actually, I can't quite address that. I started my position since they went on that last trip. But having...
But not the homelessness,
exactly,
and the merger, but all sorts of civic engagement.
So just having
things.
Worked with similar kind of programs in the past and knowing just the impact of experiential education and seeing when you are actually kind of physically experiencing and talking to people one-on-one, that yes, there's definitely a huge change and sort of this, okay, now what feeling for students. And so that's really what our intentions are, not just to go on this trip and have it a one-time thing, but we'll work with them, the group, to apply their experiences and their knowledge here in the Rogue Valley. Because there are a lot of services here and there throughout the Rogue Valley, and they are doing great things with really limited resources. So then taking that so students can see what's going on just here in our community.
And is it fully signed up? You have the 11 people who are going already, all locked up?
So it's actually, I'm going to open it up to one more day. If people want to apply today, they have one more chance. And then it's applications are going to be processed tomorrow, and everyone will be officially signed up.
All right. So that's through the Civic Engagement Program at Southern Oregon University. Link available through our website at jeffexchange.org. Kelsey Scott and Paige Pinyard, student coordinators. Jill Smedstad, the Southern Oregon University Environmental and Community Engagement Coordinator. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.